Okay, so in this week's parsha, we start a series of parshas discussing the Mishkan. I want to talk about halacha that doesn't relate directly to the Mishkan, but relates to shuls, but is a perpetual issue here, so I just want to touch on it quickly. In general, the connection between the Kedusha and the laws of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash and that of the shuls are interesting. There are Rishonim who think that for the same reasons we have to respect and take care of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, they are also the source for all the limitations that we find in the context of shul. The Rambam writes it in his Minyan HaMitzvah HaKatzar, Lo Sasei Samachei. The Yerayim writes it as well. The Chayyadam quotes it in Simas HaAchvav. Other people think that the Kedusha of a shul derives from other places. The Ramban in the in Megillah writes that it's the Kedusha of Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Ran writes that it's a Kedusha derabanan ke'ein, other Kedushos. But whatever the source may be, we know that there are many halachos that relate to a shul that tell us the Kedusha that one must maintain when dealing with a shul. The one I want to focus on is the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Nun Daled, quoted more extensively in the Gemara Daf Samach Bet, as well in Megillah Daf Chochet and Daf Chavtet, is that one of the things you can't do in a shul is you can't make it a shortcut. It is Aser Lasos Kapendaria. You cannot make a shul into a shortcut. You can't go through a shul to get to the other side quickly if you could have gone around. And why is it? So, like I said, the laws of Kedusha may be derived from the Mishkan. The Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, is quoted by Rosh Hechder in Eretz HaTzvi, Siman Yud Bet, as saying that even insofar as it's like a shul, it's not like the Beis HaMikdash, not identical. Says the Mishkan and the Mikdash derive their Kedusha because God's presence is there, and we go to visit God in a shul. It also gets its Kedusha because of God's presence, but it's not the same as a Mishkan, because Mishkan Mikdash, we go to God, in the shul, we make the shul, and He comes to us, and therefore the Kedusha is slightly different, and the halachos are defined by Beiso. That's how the Gemara says it, that you treat it no less respectfully than you would your house. It's you afford it the same respect you would a Michubad house. And therefore, the Gemara says that just like you don't want someone trampling through your house and using it as a shortcut, you can't use a shul as a shortcut. And this is Nifsak La'alacha in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Hey. So what does it mean? What exactly are the limitations of it? So the halachos go basically like follows. In general, you can't use a shul as a shortcut. The exceptions to it are if you didn't actually enter the shul to make it a shortcut. For example, you're davening in the shul, and after davening, you have a choice. Should I go out that entrance or should I go out that one? That one's closer to where I need to get to. So that's perfectly mutter. That's fine because you didn't use the shul as a shortcut. You went into the shul for davening and now you're leaving from the exit that is more convenient. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk to say that that's fine because even in the Mikdash, they used to do that. They would go out they would go in one entrance and out the other. So that's not a problem. The problem is when you enter the shul specifically to use it as a shortcut. So are there exceptions to this rule? So it's possible that there are. The Prima Gadim writes that just like it's mutter to use the shul, quote unquote, as a shortcut if you came into davening, so too it's mutter to use it as a shortcut whenever you need to do a mitzvah. So if I need to do a mitzvah on the other side of the shul, so then I can cut through the shul, and that's not considered a degradation to the shul. However, most poskim disagree with this position of the Prima Gadim, and they say no, the reason that you can come into a shul, daven, and go out the other exit, because you're not using the shul as a shortcut. You came in to do whatever you need to do. And then when you're leaving, so you choose the most convenient exit, that's perfectly fine. The Rishonim even suggest, the Rosh and the Torah might even say it's a mitzvah to do that. Once you've used the shul, it's a mitzvah to use the more convenient exit. The Rambam just says it's mutter. The Rosh and the Torah use the language of mitzvah. But for a general mitzvah, you can't just use the shul as a shortcut unless, if you don't use it as a shortcut, you'll miss the mitzvah. The Avnei Yashveh says that if you have to get to a different shul, right, this shul is not in use, and you need to run through one, you know, part of the shul into the next one to get there to daven with a minyan, so that he thinks is fine, because you really, really needed that moment. But just to walk through it because you happen to be doing a mitzvah, so that he thinks is not okay. Now, one of the other things you can't do in a shul is just walk in for no reason. So the Gemara suggests that, let's say you need to go get your friend from shul. So the Gemara says, go in, sit down, learn a little bit, and then get your friend. So does that solution work for using the shul as a shortcut. Can you come in, sit down, say a pasuk, and then go to the other side? And we all know that in this shul especially, this would be very helpful, because otherwise you're walking around in the, a chet, all the way around the building to get from that entrance to the simcha suite. So the Ber Halacha, and this is also found in the Rechos Chaim Nekolbo, says that that does work. However, Rov Rubo Poskim reject the position of the Mishnah Brura. And if you look, for example, in the Tshuvas of the Tzitz Eliezer, both in Tshuva Tes, Tshuva Yud Aleph, and Chilak Yud Bet, Tshuva Tes Zayin, and the Piskei Tshuvos brings this as well. He brings a list of Poskim over here in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. He writes that it's not the case. That only works if you need to get your friend. You're not degrading the shul. The point is you can't walk in and not do anything holy. So you need to go into the shul. It's not degrading the shul. Just once you're in the shul, you should do something meaningful. But using it as a kapandaria, as a shortcut, is actually degrading to the shul. So what does it help that you sit down and sit and learn a pasuk, and then you continue and use it as a shortcut that doesn't work halachically? So Rov Poskim actually reject the position of the Ber Halacha. It is the position of the Ber Halacha, but... And he's a very important person, and some people do paskin that way, but many achronim say one should give second thought before you use the shul as a shortcut, even if you're taking that excuse and sitting down and learning a little bit. Just two other things that are interesting that come up. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, tes yud aleph again. What about the Ezra's Nashim? And he brings the range of positions. Some people think that the Ezra's Nashim had... Not like an Ezra's Nashim like this, where it's actually built in separate. Here, we happen to put up mechitzos, but an actually separate part of the building is like a balcony or something like that, where it's separate from the actual shul. What's the halacha? So he brings a range. Some think it has the full kiddusha of a shul, in which case, obviously, you can't cut through it as well. Some say it has no kiddusha, in which case you could, and some say it has a lesser kiddusha, in which case you probably still couldn't, but maybe it's up for debate. He notes, however, that if you build a shul al tanai, that maybe you could. He had a case in the hospital where the Ezra's Nashim, the only way to get through, at least while they were doing construction, was to go through the Ezra's Nashim, and he was matir because it was a mitzvah to get to the patients, and at that time there was no other choice, and they built the shul al tanai that you could use it for other things, so that might be a solution to the problem. But it may not. So that's one interesting shaila. The other shaila he brings up, and I won't get into it, but it's interesting to think about, what happens if you have no choice. It's not a shortcut, it's just the only way to get in. Right? The question he was asked is, can you rent a room on the other side of a shul building knowing that you'll always have to go through the shul to get there? So at first glance he says maybe it's okay because it's not a shortcut, but he doesn't love it, and he says, no, I think that's actually a problem. What he's not sure about is what happens if you bought a room in a building, or you rent a room in a building, and then, the local whatever, business decided, or, Chabad wanted to have a minyan downtown, right? So they rent a shul in the business area after you already built, you had an office. So now you're stuck. You didn't choose it, but that's the situation. There he's not sure. He says there maybe you could be makel. He doesn't love it, but he's not sure. Okay, that's just a basic of those halachas.